Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina. Welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. I hope you are having a lovely day, and we thank you for joining us, and we welcome you to our show. When I say we, I'm talking about Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
Diane Ruffino.
Hello.
Hal and Raynor James.
Hey.
Hey.
We are all members of CCTA. Hal is the chairman of CCTA for this year. He's also chairman of our watchdog group. Bob is our treasurer. Diane is, does she have an official title or you just know it all?
Legislative action chair.
Yeah. Legislative action chair.
I was just picking on you. Know it all, Diane over there. She has got a degree in everything and we can always count on her to pull it out from way back there in the back of her brain somewhere. So, and Mary, you're just Mary, right?
Yep.
Just Mary.
RightwingGranny.com.
There you go.
She's always there to pitch in when something needs to be done. She takes minutes and she does all kinds of things.
Under duress. She does it well, but she doesn't like to do it.
And Raynor is Hal's right-hand person.
I think the other way around.
Edit and lay out our CCTA page, and I'm working on membership right now.
You know, okay. Rick, you also said, Mary also does overtime because she also helps on Friday afternoon show
Lockwood
with Lockwood.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she does. She guest appearance on Lockwood show. Okay, well, now that you know who we are, I'll tell you a little bit about what we do. We're constitutional conservatives. We advocate for liberty, less taxes, adherence to the Constitution, more freedom and independence than you can shake a stick at. And we like to try to hold our elected officials accountable. We also do monthly programs that are free and open to the public on the third Tuesday of every month. You can find information about those programs on our website at cctaxpayers.com, right on the home page. I'll go ahead and tell you for June, it's going to be on education. We have Lynn Taylor coming in to talk about state of education, and we're looking forward to that. There'll be more on the website as soon as I have time to get it up there. Yes, Hal?
Well, when we had a very fierce fight about Common Core, when the legislature appointed a committee to look into it, and Lynn Taylor came to all of those meetings. We did, too, at CCTA. We had representatives there, too. Kim Fink did a wonderful job with that. And I just wanted to say that she's a bulldog. She's been on this ever since and hasn't dropped off, and we need her.
Right. She is, and we've had her before, and looking forward to having her here.
I just want to mention that when Lynn Taylor and the CCTA went to the Academic Standard Committee review meetings,
that's what it was called, yes.
Some of us had better attendance than some members of the committee.
Yes,
for sure.
That's right. Yeah, definitely. Mentioned in our meetings, we had one this past month that was called Back the Blue, and we talked a little bit about it on last week's show. We mentioned that we had the sheriffs from Carteret, Craven, and Pamlico in Beaufort counties. We had the New Bern police chief there, but we neglected to mention who the honorees were. Raynor, can you
fill that in?
Yes, please.
I sure can. From Beaufort, Corporal Jason Buck was selected, and Kelly Cox, Lieutenant Kelly Cox, was the one who presented for him. Carteret, Sergeant Ryan Pittman, Sheriff there's Asa Buck. For Craven, Lieutenant Matt Scott, and of course Chip Hughes is our sheriff here in Craven. Excuse me. From Pamlico, the honoree was Deputy Shane Keith Hardison. And Chris Davis is the sheriff there. And then here in town in New Bern, the honoree is Officer Kevin Bryce. And Lieutenant Daniels introduced the honoree, but Police Chief Troussant Summers arrived from an early engagement in time to participate too, and everybody was all smiles about that, so it worked out really well.
All right.
I'd just like to mention that Chris Davis is such an interesting person, the sheriff there in Pamlico. I heard that he was the youngest sheriff in the United States when he was elected sheriff. He's
absolutely
a young man.
He was old person now.
No, of course not.
Rainer, can I ask what the criteria was?
Sure. Criteria for selection included being outstanding in several areas, including the honoree's character, protecting the individual rights of citizens, and proactively responding to threats in the community while upholding his or her oath of office. So, and they took that seriously. The presenters mentioned things about him, and actually, Gladys, who emceed it, Gladys Sussel, asked questions, and the stuff that came out during that Q&A made it really clear that they wanted to protect people who were weaker than they. I remember one officer was talking about a domestic violence kind of situation, and he said, after I got there, he might want to attack them again, but he had to come through me first.
One that impacted me, I think, the most was the officer talking about the drug overdoses and all, and how it affects the kids and things. And the thing the question was, what one incident has impacted you the most during your career? And it was where he went and both parents had OD'd, and the 4-year-old toddler was walking around him.
And actually called 911.
And called 911.
Actually. Wow. Right.
Yeah. I think it was interesting to hear their comments about the problem of opioids in our county and the neighboring counties, because they talked about how that is the root of many of the other crimes and the destruction of families and everything else. It's a result of that. It's really sad.
Right. And Sheriff Chip Pughes, we interviewed him prior to him being elected, and he told us at that time that Asa Buck in Carteret County and Sheriff Davis in Pamlico had made great inroads into reducing the problems with the drugs in their counties. The problem now was they were leaving there and coming into Craven County. So Chip and the other two sheriffs formed an alliance, and they're really going after them strong, and you're seeing the evidence of it in the mugshots that are being posted.
Yes.
Well, one thing I wanted to mention was I was very pleased that we not only gave them a certificate to honor what they had done, but also we were able to present to them some gifts in the form of mostly, I think, restaurants.
Gift certificates.
And you got a list of those right there, too, the people who did that. That was great.
I think it was also great to have the families there, because you don't often get an opportunity to honor the officers in front of their families.
Yes.
You know, if something goes sour, of course, the spotlight goes on you. We want the spotlight to go on them when they're doing the great work that they do.
Yes, and I think from the size of the smiles, it worked.
Yes.
Two things. I don't know if people know, but the number of deaths from opioid overdoses, we have the second in our state, the second highest in the entire country.
So
we have a real serious problem here. Second of all, I think I speak for the entire group, is we really do appreciate law enforcement and what they do and what they're willing to do.
Mm-hmm.
What I would love to hear one day when a police officer retires, I'd like to hear them reflect on their years and the difference that they made. And I imagine it's going to be truly, stunning.
Well, you know, one thing about that is a lot of times they'll never know the impact they had on certain individuals. I know that at my house when my kids were growing up, it wasn't just our kids. We had 3 or 4 regulars that were there just as much as our kids were there, stuff like that. And I coached several baseball teams for the youth and all. And over the years, I have come to find out the impact that had. Just recently, I think about a month ago, I got a call from a kid. He says, I don't know if you'll remember me or not, because it's been 40 years, you know? He says, this is so-and-so. He said, I dreamed about y'all last night, and I just wanted to let you know what an impact y'all had on my life. It brought,
what a wonderful phone call.
It brought me to tears, you know. 40 years later, out of the clear blue, here's this kid calls me. And he told me what he's done with his life, and he'd made some mistakes, and he corrected them, and now, you know, he's a successful businessman and all that. But I enjoyed that call.
Rick, I want to go back to something that you said before about the fact that the three counties are working together, whereas before they might not have been working as well together as they might have. And like Rainer, I was outside the courthouse for early voting on occasion, mm-hmm. handing out information. And the courthouse is hopping.
Yes.
And in years past, when we've been there, it hasn't been hopping.
Right.
So people are being held accountable for what they're doing. And that, I mean, that was a very visible indication of the change.
Right. And they're focusing on the ones at the top. They're taking the heads off the snakes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. Okay. Well, that's a little bit about what we do. And right now, we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors, because we got to pay for this show.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
You're listening to CCTA Wake Up Call right here on The Talk Station, FM 107.1 WTKF Atlantic. CCTA Wake Up Call is a production of Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, and you can join us here every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for the best in conservative talk radio in Eastern North Carolina. That's CCTA Wake Up Call.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, before the break, I had indicated some of the things like what we do at CCTA, and one of those things was holding our legislators and elected officials accountable, and Hal does a good job of that with his watchdog committee and his watchdog reports. And Hal, you were talking with Representative Michael Speciale sometime today.
Yes, he called me to let us know that, and I'll read it to you, the veto override vote. Now, what he's talking about is the veto override on that that law that's intended to protect babies that are just
born alive
protection, after aborted.
Right, protection bill. Okay, the override vote will be held on Wednesday, June the 5th at 3 p.m. session. Between now and then is an opportunity to pressure Democrat House members. Republicans are already on board, but we need 7 Democrats if all 120 members are present. The date has been made public, and he added that because he wants us to know that they have been hoping to get a vote on it day by day when they were in session, but it never was a time they thought they could get the veto to override. So this is going to happen on that day, and what we need to do is get a hold of as many people as we can, because I know all of us, all of the Christians, a lot of North Carolinians would like to see that veto overridden, and talk to these Democrat people, get them, call them, because if they don't show up, now it's important, if they don't show up, you can get the needed majority easier. You see, it takes 6 Democrats if everybody's present, but if they're not 120 people there, then it'll be less people required. So ask them not to go.
What is the requirement? Is it a two-thirds?
Yes, two-thirds of the members present.
Okay, so it's not two-thirds of everyone. It's two-thirds of the members present. Yeah. So if Democrats don't show up, that makes it easier to get the
two-thirds. That's the
idea.
Right.
Okay. And see, Diane pointed out something about somebody who did vote in favor of it, who was a Democrat. Yeah. Do you want to share that?
First of all, let's go back and say what this bill is. Yeah. I said this is the Born Alive Protection Act. This is for survivors of an abortion. And this act would prevent, if a child happens to be born alive from a botched abortion, instead of the doctor finishing what the mother intended, the child would be allowed, the doctors would have to tend to this child as it would any other patient. Okay? Now, Governor Cooper vetoed this bill, claiming that this is between a patient, a woman, and her doctor in healthcare decisions. So if this woman wanted to kill her baby, to abort her baby, that was a healthcare decision and not a matter of life or whatever. And the doctor could neglect that child, let it die, whatever they do in an abortion clinic, which is offends our conscience. Not even arguably, it offends our conscience. So they overrode that bill, the veto, in the Senate. The House, they tried it once and it stalled. They're going to try again. Now, Don Davis is a senator from Pitt County. Don Davis is a Democrat. Don Davis voted, he broke with the Democrats, and he sided with Republicans to help override in the Senate. He has been punished severely for that by the Democratic Party. They have told him they are going to primary him. They want him out because he dared to step away from the party line.
It's also a danger of losing your committee chairmanships and
exactly.
things like that.
So, you know, while we know there are good, well-meaning Democrats, they have a lot to think about. They have a lot losing their seat, their ties with their party. But I know that Don Davis has been told that he's welcome in the Republican Party, and we are grateful for his conscience.
Right.
So the place we probably ought to go as a result of all that is to talk to Democrats, whether we're in their district or not, everyone we can get a hold of. We can get their phone numbers mm-hmm. off of the
website.
General Assembly website. And talk to them about what we're talking here is not murdering babies, but caring for them instead. Just don't present.
Just show up.
Just,
right.
You know.
This is not about party. This is not Republican or Democrat. This is right and wrong, good versus evil.
Yes.
This is the right, the moral, the Christian thing to do, the right thing to do.
And I've been told there's not as much reprisal against a Democrat who doesn't show up for a vote they want him to have as the one who votes against it.
Yeah. Right. And Don Davis is a good man. He should not be treated that badly by his party.
Right. And unfortunately, that's the nature of politics. It's too party-centric, and we need to do something to change that, folks. You got to start with the morality of it first. If you're a Christian, you should really be wanting to participate in the process. I know a lot of churches, people, because of the IRS involvement, since they became nonprofit 501c3s, they've neglected to talk about these issues from the pulpit, which you're not really prohibited from it. It's just they're afraid that, you know, there may be repercussions from the IRS. But you need to talk to your pastor and get him on board if he's not already on board. These are issues that if we don't go ahead, what my grandmother used to say is you strike while the iron's hot.
Yes, and let's emphasize that it's this coming Wednesday at 3 o'clock.
Right.
So we need to call people now. Democrats who are serving in the North Carolina House, no matter where they are in North Carolina.
Give me the date again.
It's June the 5th.
At 3 o'clock.
At 3 o'clock.
Wednesday, right.
That's on Wednesday. Now, folks, how do you get in touch with these people?
Yes.
Go to ncleg.net.
N-E-T.
Okay. That's North Carolina Legislature site. All the members are listed, and they're listed by what party they're in also. It doesn't matter what district they're in. You don't care if they're in your district or not. You just need to let them know that they need to not show up for the vote on that
bill. And if you click on their name, it goes to a page that has their office address, their phone number, and so on. So you can just go merrily from one to the other and make those calls.
And while you're doing that, there may be some other issues like voter ID that you'd like to give them your opinion on and some other things. And make it a regular practice to do that. That's what we as conservatives and as CCTA members, we try to do often is to voice our opinions, let them know where we stand.
Rick, if you go to N-E, as you said, ncleg.net, and the front page will come up, and right under the word NCGA is the word House.
Yes, exactly.
Click on the word House, go down just a couple of inches, and there's House members. You click on that, and you'll get everything that you need.
Perfect.
Perfect. Good. All right. Anything else new at the state level?
No.
Diane?
One last thing. I know we're not partisan, but I just want this to sink into everybody. The Democratic Party is standing for the proposition that if a woman wants to her baby to be aborted, that baby, if born alive, should continue to be terminated.
All right.
Let that sink in.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And, you know, yeah, you can say we're nonpartisan, but as far as issues go, we are perfectly in our own rights to talk about how we feel about issues, and that's what this is. This is an issue that everybody should be appalled at. Democrat, Republican, Constitutional Party,
Libertarians. This is about humanity, not party.
Right.
These are about people that can't speak for themselves and need others to step up and speak for them.
Right. And the corruption crosses party lines. You know, in, you talk about this particular representative that is being admonished for standing up for what he believes is right. That goes on in all the parties.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're not part of the establishment, you don't toe that party line, you can suffer the repercussions of that. And as Hal mentioned, you like losing your chairmanships and other responsibilities. So it's time for we the people to take back control and put an end to that kind of stuff. If you do this more often, that's what will happen. And the next thing you have to do is participate in the election process. Know who these people are and vote them out of office. That's what you can do. All right. Well, let's take another break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back with a very interesting topic.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Have you got a topic you'd like to hear discussed on CCTA Wake Up Call? Well, then contact us at cctaxpayers.com or email Hal at cctaxpayers.com. That's Hal, H-A-L, at cctaxpayers.com. We're a conservative talk radio show, but we value your opinion and would love to have you join us. Again, contact Hal at cctaxpayers.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. There's a lot going on, but I was reminded of what today is. It being Sunday, you're listening to this program. Franklin Graham has, I'm going to let Mary read it to you. Mary, go ahead.
Well, the American Family Association is joining 250-plus Christian leaders, including Reverend Franklin Graham, and asking followers of Christ across our nation to set aside today as a special day of prayer for President Trump. Now, their statement continues, President Trump's enemies continue to try everything to destroy him, his family, and his presidency. In the history of our country, no president has been attacked as he has. We believe the only hope for him and this nation is God. This is a critical time for America. We are on the edge of a precipice. Time is short. We need to pray for God to intervene. We need to ask God to protect, strengthen, encourage, and guide the president.
Absolutely. Now, folks, whether you like President Trump or not, he is the president of our country. And it's very important that his decision-making process and everything that he does is in accordance with the will of God. And we know for a fact that they have regular prayer sessions in the White House daily. And he is surrounded by prayer warriors, but he still needs our prayers, okay? The Bible tells us if we will humble ourselves and call on his name, that he will heal our country and we need to practice that. So that's what that's all about. Today is a day of prayer for the President of the United States, and I hope you'll participate in that.
I just want to make the point that he's just not the President of the United States. He's the President that the people chose on Election Day in 2016.
Right. And I know there's a lot of controversy over that. A lot of people say, no, the people chose Hillary. She got more votes. And
well, those were all legal votes.
Whoa. And, I tell you what.
Let's go. Yeah.
Well, they were right. She did get the popular vote.
But that's not the way we're structured.
That's right.
We're not one massive country. We are a
republic.
We are a union of sovereign states.
Right.
So each state, it came about that way because when we were forming the United States, there were very populous states and there were states with the skimpier populations, and they wanted some equality among the various states, no matter the size of their population. So that therein lies the basis of this idea of a laboratory of states. Things are not going to be done exactly the same from one state to the other, and we don't need to be a country that's popular vote all the way across the country selects the president, because he has to equally represent
right.
Rhode Island and California.
Well, popular vote, that is a democracy, and we're not a democracy.
No,
we're a republic.
Not. Yes.
Right, and a popular vote, that's mob rule, actually.
It's two wolves and a sheep deciding on what's for lunch.
Right. So the election was decided by the Electoral College, which is proper way to do that. Now, we find ourselves faced with the dilemma, and I just heard today that 15 states have already signed on to override the Electoral College.
Yes.
And to give all their Electoral College votes to whoever got the popular vote.
In the country.
However, the part of that provision that they've signed on to says it will not take effect until they control 200 electoral votes. Now, unfortunately, if that ever happens, that gives them the majority, and we've lost the Electoral College.
We have lost our whole system of government if that happens.
Well, what happens is we all of a sudden we are governed by California, New York City, Los Angeles, and Boston, none of which are running well.
Right.
Right.
So, folks, if you find yourself sitting there wondering what the heck are we talking about, it's time that you get yourself an education.
Come to CCTA meetings.
There you go. on our history, on the founding, and the way our founding documents were written and why they were written that way. Hal, you're about to break your arm over there.
Well, I just wanted to point out that Trump is also the acknowledged leader of the free world. And his relationships with other countries and the way he's gone about it, and he has visited so many countries since he's been elected, and he's tried to build personal relationships with the leaders in those countries, and just doing, as far as I'm going to see, a fantastic job with that.
All right. Of course, you won't find that out on the media, because the media is colluding with the DNC in trying to just give you a false, well, fake news.
Yep.
A false narrative. And you need to understand that the truth is out there. You just have to take time to look for it. Diane?
If I may be so bold. First of all, if we do away with the Electoral College, do you really think that North Carolina would have joined the Union if she knew that everything in Washington would be decided by the voters in California and New York?
No, of course not.
Right? So
Back in the day, people weren't that stupid.
Will we try to secede again?
Well, I'm headed in that direction. But what I'm saying is a decision to abolish the Electoral College, I believe, is a fatal defect in the agreement to come together as a union. And therefore, I think the union would actually fall apart.
Yes.
Rightfully, could fall apart.
Well, it probably should, because that's the only way that in the less populous states, we can go about our own business our own way.
Exactly. Right.
All right. The founding fathers were very wise, and let's remember what they were escaping. They had experience in being under the thumb of a king that controlled every aspect of their life, basically.
And was less than wonderful.
Right.
A lot of the
practicing your British understatement?
Yeah.
Or screw-ups. There were a whole lot of them were.
and what they tried to build for us and deliver to us and to our children and our grandchildren was a system of government that would protect us from that. Mm-hmm. And they did an excellent job. Here in the last few decades, a lot of socialists are trying to chip away at that. Other entities from a global aspect are trying to do the same thing. The UN's trying to do it. They're all wanting to change our foundation. And you know what happens to a house if you chisel the foundation out from under it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Mary, I think you were next.
I want to go back. I want to piggyback on what Hal said about Trump's decisions, because I posted an article today about what's going on in Iran.
And when you say you posted that, that's on rightwinggranny.com.
Yes. Back on Wednesday,
that's right. I forget. We're recording this on Wednesday night. Trump has increased the sanctions on Iran, and they're feeling it, and they're essentially threatening to nuclear blackmail the world. And at the end of the article, we're talking about our freedom and what was gone through to get it. And unfortunately, America has had a bad history of trying to instill democratic republics in other countries. We haven't been successful about it. I mean, Iraq, Afghanistan, I mean, we could go down the list. And this is going to seem like an odd analogy, but a baby chick, when it's hatching, has to break through the shell and get free of it. If you help it, it will probably die.
Yes.
And I think that freedom has many of the same characteristics. You can't impose freedom on a country that isn't willing to fight for it and doesn't really understand what it is. And there will be a revolution in Iran sometime, probably within the next 5 years.
Right.
But we cannot impose that revolution. That revolution
has
to happen.
You know what, Mary? You've hit on something universal. Because if somebody is an alcoholic, the family can't intervene and get the thing fixed. The alcoholic has to want to get over
that.
That's
right.
If somebody is obese, nobody can talk them into dieting or doing exercise or whatever. They have to want it themselves. So it, in each case, it has to come from within. The motivation and the desire has to be burning, and it has to be within the entity or the person.
And you need men of integrity and vision and wisdom to do that. America was very blessed because we had that.
Right. And not just revolution in Iran. There's revolutions popping up all over.
Oh, yes.
All over.
The elections in Europe this past week.
A lot of people think we're right on the verge of one here in this country. So, you know, people are waking up, and people are tired of the way things have been going, Bob.
You know, what you've mentioned as a model, if you look at today's society I'm going to interject probably something that's not always true, but where parents will buy everything for every child. They'll give them everything. They're not there to earn an allowance by doing something. They're just given allowances, or they're given the best of toys or whatever else. And then when they get off to college, and I think this is true for our kids, and they're out of hearing range normally for this, but I think this is true. When they got off to college and they each had a basic credit card and ran it up to the max, all of a sudden they learn, oh man, I got to learn how to control my spending.
Yeah.
I mean, even when they were brought up with some budgetary knowledge, I got to learn how to control what I want.
So well, we're back to individual responsibility.
Yeah. And while y'all are talking about giving, I was thinking the other day, and this meme popped in my head that I haven't had time to put to print yet, but what you've got today, how did you get it? Was it achievement or entitlement? Achievement is much more rewarding.
Yes.
Amen.
And so many people now don't understand what achievement is because they haven't had to do that.
And they don't know how good it feels.
Right. It's like you said, they give them everything, and that's why you've got 30, 40-year-old non-achievers living at home still taking the handouts.
In the basement.
I think it's even simpler than that. I think the issue or the conflict we have today in the country is about people who want to or appreciate, they can appreciate living free. They want freedom. And sure, freedom is that chance to make it or to fail. But the freedom is that you can have that option, you know. And some people thrive with that because they want to work. They want to raise their family right. They want to have the personal responsibility. And they want the freedom to do all that. Then you have, on the other hand, you have the millennials, the socialists, the people that want to abolish the Electoral College. These people don't want freedom. They don't want to live free because they don't want the responsibility to do so. They can't find a job real quick. Well, society owes them a job. They can't get health care. Society owes them that. They don't want to be free to earn that stuff.
And the problem is they get so used to it. When they grow and become voters, they vote people in exactly. That promise that to them.
So we have a conflict between liberty. Is it still going to work? Is it still good enough? Or do we want to surrender it for comfort, to be taken care of? These are the two sides that we're grappling with. And don't watch it, the ones that don't want liberty, they're going to take our country.
The answer can be found in any history book. Because that's been tried over and over throughout history, and it always failed.
But they don't read.
Socialism.
That's not what they're studying. No one is teaching them this.
There you go. Education. No one's teaching, right. Education. Okay. They have been indoctrinated.
Right.
They're being led down that primrose path there to everything's going to be wonderful if you just conform and if we have unity.
Have you ever met a happy socialist?
No.
Isn't that a coincidence?
Because they always want more, more, more.
Uh-huh.
Gee, right. And there's a lot of really rich people in this country that just, they don't need all that money. Why don't we siphon it from them and then, you know.
And you know the ironic part? The people that are teaching them that and shoving it down their throats.
They're rich.
Like the Bernie Sanders.
They're not right. Generous in any way. They're not philanthropic. Nothing.
No.
I learned. I'm sorry. I apologize for keep talking. But I learned that, you know, even at the height when they taxed the wealthy, like up to 90%, the actual amount that they were paying in taxes was more like 30%. Because the wealthy are good at making money and good at hiding money.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. Because there's something really, really sick about taking your money and giving it to a government that's going to spend it on things that maybe offend you, but has nothing to do with your life. There's just something morally wrong with that. So they will hide their money rather than give it to that government.
Right. So here's your study lesson for today. If you're a millennial, yeah. Get out your dictionary and look up lemming.
Yeah.
L-E-M-M-I-N-G and decide if you are one.
Isn't it ironic that at a time when we have the lowest unemployment in our nation, people are looking for free stuff rather than work.
Yeah. Right. I saw where, I think it's out around Chapel Hill or Raleigh somewhere, the McDonald's workers are striking for $15 an hour minimum wage.
Well, AOC was talking about that on the TV today.
They want
today.
To be replaced
$15.
By kiosks.
Yeah. That's exactly what will happen. Willing underachievers are going to ruin this country.
Right. At the same time, I had an engagement I had to be at, and I didn't have time for a regular supper. I pulled into McDonald's. Simple order, quarter pounder with cheese meal. Pull up, pay, go to the next window. Could you please get in reserve place number 2 there?
It's okay. A special manicure.
Somebody's in reserve place 1. There's a car sitting to the side in front of me. 10 minutes later, I still haven't got my food. I get out, I go through the door, and obviously the look on my face, they knew I wasn't happy. Nobody was at the counter. A young lady come from the back. She said, "Are you the gentleman outside?" I said, "Yes." She says, "Quarter pounder with cheese meal?" She reached over, picked the bag up off the counter, and handed it to me.
Oh, my God.
And they want $15 an hour minimum. Oh, and that's the kind of service you get. Okay.
It's supposed to be fast food.
All right. Well, enough of that. Let's take a break to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll come back and wrap up today's show.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our 3 locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, If it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, I hate to bring it up because I know people are tired of hearing it. It's been hashed out and hashed over, but daggone it, I didn't do this. Robert Mueller did it today. He came out and gave a little speech, and as predicted, the mainstream media latched on to just a couple of talking points here. The one main one was that he made the statement, if they had found that the president was not guilty, they would have told us so.
No questions, folks. No questions. Right. No questions.
You can't prove a negative.
Right.
They weren't supposed to find somebody not guilty.
Right. Well, he had already said they couldn't find him guilty because it's unconstitutional. A sitting president can't be tried for a crime. So, in fairness, he said, they couldn't accuse him of something that he couldn't have a fair trial to prove his innocence. So they didn't talk about
whether he couldn't find anything. He lied.
Right.
Whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty?
It went out the window sometime back.
Well, not in my mind.
This Mueller report still blows me away. First of all, Mueller is saying, oh, you know, we couldn't, there's nothing we can indict him on. Let's be honest. He works with the DOJ. His special counsel is under the DOJ. The understanding or the law or the written memo, whatever, guiding the DOJ is that the DOJ cannot indict a sitting president. This goes back from Bill Clinton. So, you know, maybe the Senate or the House can find something, but the DOJ itself, Mueller, cannot find anything, cannot indict him.
Right.
And another thing is, there is no crime of collusion with Russia.
Right.
So this whole thing, there's never a crime.
It's been a farce all the time.
It's been a witch hunt. And, you know, they were just looking again. They were just looking for him to obstruct so they could say, well, maybe there's no crime, but he obstructed us trying to find a crime. All right. And then finally, there is, if he had hired a foreign government to work in his campaign, that's a crime.
You mean like Hillary?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Exactly, right? So that is a crime, but no one's accusing him of that because he didn't do that.
Right.
This whole thing, people are just going crazy over nothing.
Well, what it's done is it just gave the media and the Democrats more ammunition to say, see, he said if they had found out he was not guilty, he would have told us so. So that means there's something out there. We just got to find it. And that they're going to continue trying to impeach.
Rick, I'm going to disagree with you on more ammunition.
I'm going to cut your mic off.
Okay.
because he talked
for 8 minutes. And everything that he said was in the 400 pages that have already been released. There was no new information.
Right. There's nothing new out there. He already said that.
So at what point, now, Mueller said he was done, the investigation was over, and he stepped down. At what point does this become harassment?
It became that two years ago. Yeah. Way back.
Rick got enough disagreement last week. He didn't want to hear it this week.
Yeah. I wasn't going to bring that up, that Rainer attacked me and disagreed with
me. I disagreed with you, but I did not attack you.
It was interesting conversation.
Yeah. You know what Rainer said to me about that? She said, you know, we we disagreed, but we did it cheerfully with each other. We didn't.
Well, I think that's because she realized I was right.
I have to try that with my
I think switch that around and we'll have it straight.
So the reason the DOJ can't indict a sitting president, the reason they came up with this policy is because to do so would distract a president from his job of running the country. Mm-hmm. It makes sense, right? He can be indicted after, you know, the election, after his administration, or if it was really serious, like in Bill Clinton's, where he perjured himself. But that wasn't from the DOJ.
No.
Anyway, so my question is, at what point do we allow this Mueller report to incentivize or to energize the Democrats into more and more investigation? Because it does the same thing to Trump. It prevents him from concentrating on his job. We need to have some kind of policy in place.
So I think he's doing a great job of concentrating on his job. What it's doing is preventing the House of Representatives from doing anything to benefit the country.
They become myopic. That's all they do is impeachment, impeachment, impeachment.
But one other side effect it has is that foreign leaders often, who would be easier to negotiate with, have a wait-and-see attitude. If he's taken out of the way, they're not going to have to deal with
it. Well, Kerry's already gone to Iran and said...
And that's treasonous.
Yes.
And said, don't negotiate with this guy. We're trying to get rid of him. But the other thing, the other side effect of this, and that this is going to be the talking point over the next 2 weeks, is because Attorney General Barr is actually investigating what went on, the Democrats are going to try to tear him to shreds.
Well, I think it's too late. He's not just investigating. They have been investigating.
Yes.
They already have what they need. It was just the timing of when they could come together and...
The inspector's general report, right, and the whole thing.
Yeah,
yes.
Everything.
And I think Trump has declassified a whole bunch of the documents that had to do with what did you know and when did you know it.
Which
and
he
so
needed
on.
To do, because without that, there's been so much false information put out that he just is making more noise. If he has the proof, that changes the narrative.
And I completely believe it's there.
And what's going on now, your media and your Democratic Party are trying to convince people, like with this video of Pelosi that Trump retweeted, where it shows her stumbling in her speech. She's stuttering and, you know, saying there was something, obviously, she's having problems there. And they said the video was doctored. Well, the video wasn't doctored. It was actually just slowed down a little bit. They're trying to make it sound like there was actors put in there and all kinds of stuff going on. It was a doctored video and Trump's doing this. And it wasn't. And then the video they released, ironically, in one video, she's wearing a pink dress. In the other one, she's wearing a blue dress.
And it's supposed to be the same occasion?
Yeah, but so it was...
right.
They're actually the ones doctoring the video. So
she's a quick change
they always
artist,
do.
Too.
Right. You what they're doing.
And those videos are available out there on YouTube. You can watch them for yourself. But what they're trying to accomplish with this, anybody know what they're trying to accomplish?
No.
Because they know what's coming down the road. They're trying to convince you now, ahead of time, that you can't believe any of the videos you're going to see about all the things they've done wrong. They're going to see,
right.
We told you, they doctor these videos. You can't believe this. Yeah, I know you got a video of me doing it. I didn't do it, and it's a doctored video.
The Atlantic magazine, which is not normally a source for me, posted an article, I think in 2014, that Brennan had been spying on senators and judges since 2012. There's a whole lot of ugly that went on under Obama in terms of spying.
Right.
And Brennan just took his lessons from J. Edgar Hoover.
That's what I was going to say.
And just took the ball and ran with it. And probably when all that comes out, we'll find out a lot of Senate votes, a lot of judge decisions might have been related to some of the wiretaps.
You're going to find out a lot of things. You know, they appointed and took control of all the agencies out there to higher levels. They put their appointees in there and all. But there were still a lot of good people working in those agencies. And don't think they weren't stashing away some of this stuff and saving it for...
Documenting.
Right,
yes.
Saving it for a future date. And you're going to start seeing a lot of things come out. Every day there's something new coming out that's been discovered. Okay, well, that's about all the time we have for today's show. We talked about calling your Democratic representatives in Raleigh in the House.
Other people's Democratic representatives in the House in Raleigh.
Call the Democratic representatives in the House and let them know not to vote on the Born Alive bill. Just don't show up that day, and that way it won't pass through. Also, I'd like to encourage you, while you're on ncleg.net, that's ncleg.net, and you're looking at lists of your representatives and your senators and all, look at their records, and if you already know some of them that they've done some things you agree with, go ahead and take the opportunity and the time right then to call them and thank them for the job that they're doing. Thank them for standing up for your freedoms, your rights, and voting the right way on a lot of these bills. Okay, well, we appreciate you joining us today. Hope you'll come back and join us again next week with CCTA Wake Up Call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Wake up! Have you seen what's happening to our country? Do you wonder why our elected representatives haven't done anything? Maybe they haven't heard from you. You do know that yelling at the radio or TV doesn't get their attention, don't you? But getting involved with a grassroots group like CCTA does. We're Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, and we have a proven track record of getting things done in local and state politics. Won't you consider joining the fight? Visit cctaxpayers.com today and click on the donate button while you're there.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake-Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.